Upasana Sanna Pade Dante Trinakone. Bhakti Vinod Pode Dhun Pade Dhori Kandi Abale Amito Saranagati kaunahi utama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Jaya Nita Jaya Gaura Hari Gauranitai, Gaurahari, Gauranitai, Gaurahari. Jai Ho Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Go Back to Vrinda, Go Back to Vrinda, Go Back to Vrinda, Go Back to Vrinda. Jai Ho, go back to Vrinda, go back to Vrinda, go back to Vrinda, go back to Vrinda. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Go. Jananjana Salakaya Chaksur Umiratam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitana Manuvistam Stapitam Jena Bhutare Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapandantikam Mandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapata Kamalam Sri Guram Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunitam Nitam Sritam Sujivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanatam Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samin Iti Namine
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesa Sannavadi Paschatate Shatarane Panchakapaturupaischa Kripashindubihi Pachapatitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Primapradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitana Namani Gorita Shainamaha Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanjana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrisha Bhanu Sute Devi Prananami Haripe. This is a song which is the introduction to Saranagati by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The first verse reads, out of compassion for the fallen souls, Sri Krishna Chaitanya came to this world with his personal associates and divine abode to teach Saranagati, surrender to the Almighty Godhead, and to freely distribute ecstatic love of God, which is ordinarily very difficult to obtain. This Saranagati is the very life of the true devotee. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jivak Doya Kori Swaparshada Sviyadham Saha Avatori. Swaparshad means the eternal associates of the Lord. Sviyadham means his own abode. Doya means out of his causeless mercy he descended. Avatori. Why don't we listen? That will benefit you and everyone else. So, mercy means that if you have something which others don't have, then you give it to them. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, complete in all opulence. He is Atmarama, fully self-satisfied in his own right. He lacks nothing. But at the same time, Jai Sri Sri Gurnitai Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra Devi Ki Jai. At the same time, he feels there's some lacking. What is that? He is missing the love of his devotees. This is his mercy upon us. That although he is self-satisfied, always absorbed in the ecstasy of the Sankirtan Leelas, at the same time, he wants to share or distribute the ecstasy of Sankirtan with others. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performs Sankirtan, he doesn't do so alone, but he performs it in the company of his associates. Who are these associates? They are all expansions of his own self or of his energy. It is described in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita that and in the Mangalacharanam prayers we pray. What is that verse? Nobody can say. What is the verse? Give me a song book. Nobody knows what these verses are. Huh? What is the verse? Pancha tattvatmakam krishnam bhakta rupa sarupakam bhaktava talam bhaktyakam namami bhakta shaktikam. Now this is the Panchatattvan truth. His own self, his personal expansions, his avatars, his energies, his devotees. And all of them are one and different with himself. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhar, and Sri Vas. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram. Brajendra Nandana Jay, Sachi Sutta Hoylo Shay, Balaram Hoylo Nitai. Lord Chaitanya is Brajendra Nandana Krishna. And Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram, his immediate expansion. And Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of the Lord as the Purusha Avatar, Mahavishnu, or else Lord Shiva. And Gadadhar is the energy of the Lord, the Srimati Radharani. And Srivas Thakur is the incarnation of the devotee of the Lord, Sri Narad Muni. So, when Lord Chaitanya performs Sankirtan, he does so in the association of these members of the Panchatattva and so many others. When he comes in this world, these persons come with him. He doesn't come alone. Srila Prabhupada gives the example that when the queen or king travels, they don't go alone, but they go with an entourage. And factually, they bring so much paraphernalia also with them. So the Lord, when he descends, he comes not alone, but with his associates and with his dham. And what does he do? He teaches Sharanagati. Full surrender. Full surrender is the basic teaching of Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharmam parityaja mam ekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papyo mukshyasyami masucha. This is a very good definition of full surrender. Give up all other forms or varieties of activities, even religious activities, and simply surrender fully unto me. Now it says here that that's not all that he teaches. He teaches surrender to the Almighty God, and he distributes ecstatic love of God, which is very difficult to obtain. There's a difference, because full surrender to the Lord is not so difficult to obtain as ecstatic love for God. Every single incarnation who comes to teach surrender unto God. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is unique in that he distributes a special type of loving ecstasy, prema dharma. This prema dharma is the loving ecstasy which the residents of Vrindavan have for Krishna. And this is the special mercy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to distribute. So this type of saranagati, this type of surrender as the devotees of Vrindavan have, is what will come to us if we can somehow get some mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then in the next verse it mentions, Dainya Atmani Vedana Gopitritva Bharana Abhasha Rokevi Krishna Bishvasha Palana. The ways of Saranagati. Now, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, what is the means by which we can fully surrender? The first thing is humility. And that is very difficult. Because just like in Texas, they have a bumper sticker that says, it's hard to be humble when you're from Texas. So they could have also said the same. It's hard to be humble when you're from Switzerland, because the Swiss pride themselves in being very wealthy. Just like now when you go traveling from one country to the next in Europe, they don't have any passport control. But when you come to Switzerland, they have a passport control, because they think we have got something which is very valuable here. We have a special position. So, humility is something not very easy to have. The more you get, just like Queen Kunti says, Janmaishvarya Shruta Shribhir, the more you have these qualities of good birth, material wealth, learning or education, and beauty, very, very difficult to be humble. But Krishna is known as Tvam Akinchana Gochara. You are especially available for those who are very humble, for those who are materially exhausted. So, humility is necessary. This is the way of surrender. And what is the best way to become humble? Let's see how. You're all very qualified persons. Yes. All right. Now, I wouldn't disagree with that answer, but I would have, you could have given a broader answer. So give me another answer.
By service.
Preaching the glories of the Lord. By knowledge.
I would have thought that you would have said, by accepting the order of the spiritual master as one's life and soul. That's the sign of humility. And then the spiritual master may order one to be a book distributor, and then that is his dharma that he has to perform. So humility comes in the form of the order of the guru. This is the first thing that we agree to accept when we finally decide to surrender. What is the basis of surrender? My dear spiritual master, now I agree to do whatever you ask of me. And that is real humility. Sometimes people make a false show of humility, but then when they're asked to do something, they say, oh, that I cannot do. They say, please ask me to do something else. But they do it and they ask in a very humble way. That humility is not real humility, it's more like politeness. Real humility means that I simply take upon my head the order of my guru. And I have full faith that he is all powerful, and his instruction is coming from Krishna. So if he gives me the order, then also he will give me the strength to carry out this order. And this is how a Sankirtan devotee can succeed. Not thinking that I have some strength of my own. He thinks that my spiritual master's order is law. It is religion personified, or religious law. And actually this law in particular about book distribution is such a powerful order or law, because it's not only coming from our present gurus, but it is coming not only from Srila Prabhupada, not only from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, not only from Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, not only from Sri Narottam Thakur, but it is coming right down from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who ordered his followers. He ordered them to write transcendental literatures and obviously to distribute them. So if we get such an order and we take it, we can just imagine the strength that will be given to us by such qualified, all-powerful persons as our acharyas in the line. And taking their help, we go out and distribute books, not with some feeble strength of our own. Humility. Then, what else? Dedication of the self. What does that mean, to dedicate the self? Jivir Surupoi, Krishna Nitya Das. We are all eternally servants of Krishna. This is the dedication of the self. I dedicate myself as the eternal servant of Krishna. I don't any longer identify myself in terms of being a separate enjoyer, separate from Krishna. So all my activities will be done in the mood of service to Krishna. And we see this in Braj, for example. All of the residents of Vrindavan, they're in this mood. Even when they do things like chastise Krishna, it is with service attitude. You see, when Mother Yasoda chastises Krishna, or Nanda Maharaj chastises Krishna. There's a very nice pastime how Mother Yasoda chastised Krishna. Krishna became so upset that he refused to eat anything. And then Nanda Maharaj asked what has happened. This was when Krishna got tied up like this in the Damodar Leela. When Nanda Maharaj came there, he said, "What has happened? Who did this to you?" And all Krishna would say was, "Ma." So Nanda Maharaj became so much upset, and gradually he untied his son. And Krishna curled into Nanda Maharaj's arms, and he just buried his head in his chest. Nanda Maharaj took him home, and he said, "Now go to your mother." And Krishna said, "No, I won't go." So then he kept him with him that day, and gradually the ladies wanted to cook, but Krishna refused to eat. So all the ladies became in so much anxiety. And Mother Yasoda had been watching all of this from a distance, and she was in so much anxiety that her son was not accepting service from her. And Nanda Maharaj said, "Then what will you do now? It is getting late. You have to go to bed." Krishna said he wouldn't go. He wanted to stay with his father. And in this way, he was practically refusing to have anything to do with his mother. So the situation is becoming so desperate that Mother Yasoda was feeling that she was going to lose her life. So they asked Rohini Devi, the mother of Lord Balaram, "You speak to Krishna." So Rohini said that you should go to your mother now. She feels very sorry for tying you up like this, and she has said she will not do it again. So Krishna said, "No, I won't leave my father." And Rohini was appealing and appealing. And then finally Rohini told him that if you don't go back to your mother, then she will... And then she made a sign saying that she will lose her life. And when Krishna heard this, he suddenly ran into the room of Mother Yasoda and jumped and grasped her neck and was crying and crying. And Mother Yasoda started crying. And in this way, Krishna and Mother Yasoda were brought back together. So we see in these types of activities that there are so many different emotions, some of them favorable and unfavorable, but actually they're all favorable for inducing Krishna's love for the devotee and the devotee's love for Krishna. So we can only dedicate ourselves in a very simple way now, that I am spirit soul, part and parcel of the Lord, and I am his eternal servitor. And if one day we become purified at heart, then it will be revealed how we can go further and further in this point of ecstatic love of God. Then acceptance of the Lord as one's only maintainer. So many times we think that we need to be maintained by some separate means. But here we see that Krishna, a pure devotee, does not look to anyone else but Krishna for maintenance. The good example is Sudama Vipra. His wife was a separatist of some type, in the sense that she said, "Go and ask Krishna for some wealth. Go ask him for something." And Sudama said, "I will not ask. He's an unalloyed devotee. A pure devotee will never ask for anything. A mixed devotee will strike up some bargain with Krishna. But a pure devotee will never ask anything in return for service." It is a wonder how members of ISKCON sometimes say after so many years, "I have given so many years of my life to serving ISKCON, and what have I got in return?" They must not have been reading very carefully Srila Prabhupada's books, because they don't know what is unalloyed bhakti. Unalloyed devotional service means you don't ask anything in exchange. Na danam na janam na sundarim kavitam vat jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmani ishrare bhavatat bhakti ahoy tuki trayi. This is ahoy tuki bhakti. I don't care for anything except birth and after birth. Please let me serve you. So only taking Krishna as one's only maintainer, faith that Krishna will surely protect one, just like the residents of Vrindavan. When there was a big forest fire, what did they do? They called out Krishna. When the demons came, what did they do? They called out Krishna. They didn't think anything else except Krishna will do it all. When it started to rain and rain and rain, because of Indradev sending so much water, what did they do? They called out Krishna. And every single time, Krishna protected them. So we will have so many opportunities to call out for Krishna because we are living in the material world, and the material world is a very dangerous place. Padama padama vipadam nadejam. Every step is dangerous. So who shall we call? We can try to make so many material arrangements for our maintenance, for our protection. But the best thing will be if we have full faith, sharanagati, in the principle of full surrender and depend upon Krishna. Execution of ones, of only those acts favorable to pure devotion. Bhakti anukul. Anukul bhakti. This is uttama bhakti. What is that verse? What is that? Anabhilashita sunya jnana karmani anavrita anul kulyena krishnana shinanam bhakti uttama. Anukul bhakti means those activities which are favorable for pleasing Krishna. This is how we judge what we should do or what we should not do. If sometimes you are wondering if I should do something or do not do something, just like, for example, fasting on Ekadasi. Tomorrow is Ekadasi. So fasting on Ekadasi is certainly favorable. But supposing you go out, you have to go out on Sankirtan, and by fasting you become so weak that you cannot do it. You cannot do Sankirtan. Then that fasting will be unfavorable. So you have to judge based upon your service, what is favorable or what is unfavorable. You have to see these things. Just like Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, when he did his trick on Krishna, getting all the cows and the boys, right? And then later on, he realized his fault and he prayed to Krishna, please forgive me. Then later on he thought that this is a very bad thing I have done. So he did tapasya and he got darshan of Lord Chaitanya. And he prayed to Lord Chaitanya that please don't let me get puffed up again. Don't give me the post of Brahma. This is, position of Brahma is very unfavorable because I keep thinking I'm the controller. So please give me a position where I will know that I have no power at all. So Brahma said, don't worry. And the next lifetime, you see, when I appear, you will come as a Muslim, born in a Muslim family, Haridas Thakur, and you will be the most humble of all. So that position of a Brahma was very unfavorable because he could think, I am a big controller, when actually Krishna is the only controller. Ishvara Parama Krishna. He's the sole controller. Then, renunciation of conduct adverse to pure devotion. Bhakti pratikul, bhav, unfavorable activities. Asat, sangha, for example. Impure association. Or any activities which will be detrimental. They have to be given up. So, these have been summarized as to do things which are always favorable, to always remember Krishna, and to never do anything which is unfavorable, never to forget Krishna. These are the principles of surrender. Then, the youthful son of Nanda Maharaj, Sri Krishna, hears the prayers of anyone who takes refuge in him by this sixfold practice. Bhaktivinod places a straw between his teeth, prostrates himself before the two Goswamis, Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatana, and clasps their lotus feet with his hands. I am certainly, he says, the lowest of men, he tells them weeping, but please make me the best of men by teaching me the ways of Sharanagati. So we have to do like this. We have to clasp, so nicely said, he clasps the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatana with his feet. So taking the same thing we must do, clasp the lotus feet of the representative of Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatana, our spiritual master. We can clasp Prabhupada's lotus feet, although during Prabhupada's time he was very conscious not to allow anyone to touch his feet. But now, in his deity form, he is given in and he's more easily approachable. So we can clasp his feet. We can clasp the feet of the previous acharyas in the form of their instructions. And in all cases, we should know what to pray. When you hold on to the feet of the pure devotees, you better pray the right way. So here he says, please make me the best of men by teaching me the ways of Sharanagati. So this should be our prayer. Please make me your unalloyed servant. So this is the introductory song to Sharanagati by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Does anyone have any comments or questions? Tomorrow His Holiness Satchinanda Maharaj will be here. So we will try to continue this songs, taking his help. We'll both explain the meanings of these songs, if he's agreeable. Some question anyone has? No harm. Let us take rest early. This is a Sankirtan marathon time, isn't it? So devotees should not have to stay up too late. Get more rest for tomorrow's Sankirtan. What time does the Sankirtan go out? Does it go out early during the marathon? Or this is not a super marathon? It depends on the...
On you.
No, I will facilitate whatever your program is. I'm not a Sankirtan devotee, so I have to be the assistant to the Sankirtan devotees. So whatever will be of assistance to the Sankirtan devotees, I will be glad to do. You all decide and I'll do accordingly. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki, Sharanagati ki, Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki, Gaur Premanandi.
Yeah.